Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Once Upon a Crescent. This is season 7 with your host and storyteller, Mrs. Hashmi. This podcast show is especially about kids like you. My dear Muslim kid listeners, you are incredibly special to me because if you think about it, I am a part of your imagination. While I'm telling the story, you are imagining it. Now that's really special. Let's get started. Where's that imagination button that I have to push to start this episode? Oh, there it is.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Today's story is called The Huggable Tree by Mrs. Hashmi.
Zunaira stood in line at the park with her mom holding her favorite stuffed animal. They were waiting for a snow cone on this hot summer day. Today was her homeschool group's picnic at the park. This park had the best snack options lined up at the parking lot. Zunaira always chose the snow cones. The snow cone machine noisily shook as the perfectly smooth shaven ice fell to the paper cone. Zunaira watched as the man generously poured syrup over the ice to hand to the customers. It was finally Zunaira's turn next. She pointed to the blue syrup bottle and exclaimed to Mama,
"Can I have that flavor, please?"
The man heard and nodded and smiled as he worked on Zunaira's blue snow cone. He handed her the bright blue snow cone with a handful of tissues. Mama looked at the tissues and commented, "We will definitely need all of these, especially if we don't eat it fast enough," she said, already wiping off the sides of the snow cone. Zunaira knew Mama didn't want it dripping all over her, so she quickly leaned in for a bite. The cold ice tingled on Zunaira's front teeth. She took a big bite into it and immediately felt a rush of pain in her forehead. Zunaira tried to communicate with a bite of blue syrupy ice in her mouth. Mama turned around and asked,
"What was that, Zunaira? I couldn't understand you."
Zunaira stopped walking. She pointed to her snow cone and held her head with one hand.
"Oh, a brain freeze. Yikes, that was too cold for your body. Try pushing your tongue to the roof of your mouth to stop that brain freeze."
Zunaira tried to figure out how to do all that, but really, she was frozen in place for those few moments. Zunaira finally felt the headache, or brain freeze, fade away. Zunaira shook her head and walked towards Mama. Zunaira's foot was caught under a large tree root. She tripped forward, spilling her entire blue snow cone on the ground. Zunaira landed on the ground next to her stuffed animal that was now covered in drippy, blue, shaven ice and syrup.
"Uh-oh, Zunaira, are you okay?"
Mama asked, rushing forward to help her up. They both went to reach for her favorite stuffed animal to wipe it clean with some tissues. Zunaira looked around to the ground to see how she even ended up there. Mama noticed Zunaira's puzzled face.
"You tripped over that tree root over there."
The tree root was poking up from underneath the ground. Zunaira felt a wave of anger come over her. She looked to the tree root and exclaimed,
"I'm so mad at this tree. I can't cool down today because my snow cone fell. It's so hot and sunny, Mama. How else are we supposed to enjoy our picnic?"
Zunaira huffed as she sat down on that very same tree root that she tripped on. She sunk her hands in her face and watched the blobs of blue ice melt away into the dirt. Mama sat next to Zunera, who seemed like she needed a few minutes to calm herself. Mama offered a hug as they both quietly watched the blue liquid pool on top of the dirt. Zunera, maybe we can cool ourselves down right here, under this tree, under its huge shade. Just as Mama said that, a nice breeze passed through, ruffling all the leaves above them. See, even the trees agree, Mama joked. Alhamdulillah for this tree, though. It makes for a great shaded sitting spot. And just as Mama said that, another breeze swept through, blowing Zunera's hair off of her face. This was cooling her down instantly. Zunera hugged her stuffed wet animal and looked up to the tree, surprised. She spotted a small squirrel making its way down the large tree trunk, all the way down to where the melted snow cone was. The squirrel approached the blue liquid and dipped its little paws into it. It rubbed his head and then leaned in to taste the blue syrupy snow cone. Zunera loved observing the squirrel. She squealed loudly in excitement. Mama, look at how cute it is! The squirrel immediately looked both ways and then ran back up the tree in a hurry. Zunera sprang up to her feet and exclaimed, look at how high it went! Mama, look, there's more up there! Mama loved seeing Zunera excited about animals. It was nice to see her in a better mood. Zunera ran all around the tree trunk, trying to find any more squirrels. I love this tree, Mama. It's so big. Look at that branch over there. That one has only birds on it. And then over there, there's squirrels on that branch. How can one tree have so many animals living on it? Wait, I thought you were mad at the tree earlier, Mama teased as she picked up Zunera in her arms to see the joy on her face up close. Zunera giggled. I love it because it's that cute squirrel's home and those cute birds' home, and the tree was a nice shaded sitting spot too. Zunera squirmed out of Mama's arms to run to the tree trunk to give it a hug. She skipped back to Mama holding her hand as they both walked back to the picnic area where her homeschooling friends were waiting for her. Mama turned back once more, noticing that Zunera did the same to admire the big tree with its magnificent branches filled with lush green leaves. The wind blew once more. Feeling the breeze pass by made Mama sigh in relief. Ah, alhamdulillah. Oh, Zunera, I need to tell you something. What you did today reminded me of something that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. You hugged a tree today, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also hugged a tree. Huh? Mama, why did he hug a tree? Mama cleared her throat, ready to share exactly that. A companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam reported that he would go and stand next to a tree on Fridays. He would stand next to that tree and give his khutbah there. A person from the Ansar said, O Messenger of Allah, should we not make for you a minbar? So the Prophet ﷺ said, if you wish. So they made him a minbar for him to stand and give the khutbah. So when the next Friday came, he was shown that spot. The tree cried like a small child. Then the Prophet ﷺ came down from the minbar. He hugged the crying tree until it calmed down. "Why was the tree crying, Mama?" Zunaira asked. The companion of the Prophet ﷺ said it was crying because of the dhikr that it used to hear. So that means the tree was used to hearing the remembrance of Allah from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh, now that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wasn't next to the tree anymore, he was doing his khutbah in a different spot. Aw, Mama, that tree was so sad, huh? Mama nodded. She squeezed little Zunaira's hand. Zunaira was lost in thought as she walked alongside her mama. After some time, she spoke up. "Mama, can we have our picnic under that big tree? Can you ask everyone to bring their food and picnic baskets over there? Let's go back to the tree. I kind of don't want it to get sad that we left." "Okay, sure. Who needs benches and tables to eat biryani when we can eat our picnic biryani under that tree, inshallah." Zunaira giggled at the thought of her and her homeschooling friends sitting underneath a tree and eating biryani.
"That's so funny, eating under a tree with biryani." Jazakallah khairan for listening to today's story by Mrs. Hashmi.
Today's story was sponsored by Sister Mehveen for her daughter Zunaira. I hope you enjoyed this story. To all my dear kid listeners, for those that were not able to attend any of the virtual events, here is an announcement for you. All of the ebooks that were read during the read-alouds are now available on my Patreon page. Be sure to click on the link in the description box to unlock even more content created by me. Until next time, assalamu alaikum.